Many of you might have heard of or hiked the fabled Inca Trail, that 27-mile trek through Peru's sacred valley, ending at the ruins of Machu Picchu. The trail has some basic amenities, a lot of tourists. Then there's the Salkantay Trail to Machu Picchu, nearly 40 miles long with dramatic mountain ranges, including a 15,157-foot pass, most hikers covered in about 4 days and three nights. But Tyler Andrews is not your average hiker. He is the second fastest American to run 50 kilometers. He's also set the world record for the fastest treadmill half marathon. We spoke to him at that time. And he's preparing for his second Olympic marathon trial. And now he's recorded the fastest known time ever. That's the FKT on Peru's Salkantay Trail, a mind-boggling 6 hours, 13 minutes, and 3 seconds. Here's a moment from his GoPro cam during that run.
Wow! Oh, my God. And now we start a long, long downhill.
Now I start a long, long downhill. Tyler Andrews, who's sponsored by the Hoka Ona Ona Athletic Company, is back at sea level in our Here and Now studios. He actually ran here. Tyler, I walked the Inca Trail, and when I'm at 12,000 feet, I get altitude sickness and slow down. You ran the Salkantay Trail at 15,000 feet. How?
Part of it is practice and just getting used to it. For me, one of the things that was so attractive about running this particular trail was how familiar I was with it. I've probably hiked it 5 or 10 times in the last decade through my work with Strive, which is a youth program for athletes that I run during the summers. And trail running is always something that's been super appealing to me. I love the mountains. I love running. I love pushing myself. I perform really well at altitude. And so this was kind of the coming together of all those things for me.
Yeah. But still, running this whole thing, I mean, what does it feel like?
It's a lot to take in at once. So one of the things that I did was try to really segment it in my mind. I kind of knew, okay, this is where we usually stop. This is where the campsites are. This is where the high passes are. These are the most challenging sections of the route. So I was able to really not think about it all as one big thing, but more as a whole bunch of little things mm-hmm. that were strung together.
Are you in your head or are you seeing? What are you seeing?
I mean, I'm just seeing the mountains. I try to write a mantra on my arm before a big effort like this. And the one that I wrote before this run was savor every moment. I knew that I was going to go through patches where it felt really uncomfortable or I was feeling sorry for myself. And I really just wanted to take those moments and redirect them.
The extremes in temperature, what might they be?
It was crazy. I've never experienced anything like that in a single race or anything. I mean, it was probably 20 Fahrenheit in the morning when I left the camp at dawn.
Oh, freezing.
Minus 7, yeah, below freezing. And then once the sun comes out, it warms up really quick. Plus, you're going way down in altitude, so it gets much warmer. It's probably in the 80s, in the 90 even wow. in the sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you had support team?
So no, actually, one of the in terms of the way they do fastest known time records, FKTs, there's a category for supported and unsupported. And I did the entire run, what they call unsupported, which means you carry everything you need for the entire right. run.
How did you feel when you finished it at 6 hours? I mean, you knew that you'd had the fastest known time.
It was a really special moment because this was one of the harder things that I've ever done. When I finished, I was lucky enough to have my close friend and training partner there, but really it was this moment where my body is in all this discomfort and I'm feeling a lot of pain, but just so happy with what I had done, mm-hmm. really loving just where I was in this place at that moment.
And then the award ceremony. No. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's no finisher's medal. There's no, you know, race t-shirt. There's nothing like that. The FKT world is kind of like this cool underground community where there's essentially a forum, a web forum, a website that's maintained by its users. You do have to post, you know, your GPS track and you have to say, like, I'm going to attempt this race. But unless you kind of bring the press to you in general, like I finished in the main plaza at the base of Machu Picchu, and there were just like tourists there taking their pictures, like, what's going on? So it's kind of funny.
Well, you mentioned the tourists, but when you were running along the way, this is such a sacred, incredible place. Were you thinking of Incans?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely channel the Chaskis. The Chaskis were the Incan runner messengers. So the Incans had this incredible network of relay runners, essentially, so they could send out messages in all directions, and they'd send out these runners on all the different trails to all mm-hmm. the different cities. And so there's a lot of running in Peru's history and culture, and I really try to channel that when I'm there and I try to learn and be inspired by the incredibly fit people that I see down there, the indigenous Peruvians. And I do think that I got a little bit of love from those guys. There were definitely moments where I was passing, not so much the tourists. The tourists mostly just looked confused. A couple people asked me if I was all right. But the Peruvians, I think a few of them had heard that I was doing this attempt because I have a bunch of Peruvian friends who had told other guides and stuff. And so there were definitely some teams of the indigenous people who gave me a big whoop as I went by. So that was really exciting to kind of know, okay, these guys, they kind of get what's going on here.
That's runner Tyler Andrews, who just posted the fastest known time ever on the Salkantay Trail from Soraypampa, Peru to Machu Picchu. Tyler, thanks so much, and good luck at the 50K World Championships in Bucharest. You're doing that in September, and then the Olympic Trials. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.